Morning, everybody.
Morning.
If only I could have got used to bifocals, it would have been so easy, but never mind. Couldn't cope with it. This morning, we're going to read from Ephesians 3, verse 12, and then Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. And I'm going to be reading from the New Living Translation, which I've realised I don't actually have a hard copy of, so I'm reading from my phone. It's on my Christmas list. Ephesians 3, verse 12, it's my wife, and Ephesians 3, verses 14 to 21. Because of Christ and our faith in him, we can now come boldly and confidently into God's presence. Verse 14. When I think of all this, I fall to my knees and pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious, unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his Spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him. Your roots will grow down into God's love and keep you strong. And may you have the power to understand, as all good God's people should, how wide, how long, how high, and how deep his love is. May you experience the love of Christ, though it is too great to understand fully. Then you will be made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Now all glory to God, who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. Glory to him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. Amen. I think we'd say amen to that, would we, guys?
Amen.
Amen. Okay. I love this passage. It's exciting. I love this passage because it talks about understanding the love of God. It talks about experience the love of God. And we need that to access the fullness of life. I don't know about you, but in this world that we live in, we are so often defined by our achievements. We're often defined by our achievements and by their outcomes. And our identity comes from results. If we are children, are we good parents? Are we judged whether we're good parents by the way our children behave? Do people look at you in a certain way and think, trust me, I've experienced that. Are you successful because you have an incredible business? Are you an amazing teacher or an amazing head teacher because your school is outstanding? Or are we just defined by roles? Do we have to be, are we known as father, mother, husband, wife, child? Do we wonder whether we get a value in it is the things that we do? Is a stay-at-home mum less or more important than someone who goes to work? Is staying at home a value? Do we feel that actually the world looks and judges us in the roles and the things that we do? Maybe you find it so much easier to see the value in other people than you do in yourself. This morning, did we come in this morning and look at the worship band and think, well, I could never do that, but I really wish I could. This morning, did we look at somebody standing up at the front and think, do you know what? I really thought that that's what God would do for me, but hey, I just guess I'm meant to be in the sidelines. This morning, did we wonder why actually things happen and we feel perhaps we've been overlooked? I can talk to you about this, not from a theoretical point of view, but from a sense of reality. Actually, Pete Thomas, who is Pete? He's the confident, loud one that you can always hear. Oh, he'll be up front and up for anything. But those who know me really well know that actually that's not Pete Thomas at all. Actually, I'm somebody who is also very insecure. I'm a somebody, and I talk quite personally here because I feel, just to say, I really feel God's asked me to share this, so if I seem emotional, I apologise. But actually, I'm somebody who often looks for approval from others. And maybe I'm not the only one. Sometimes we want to be loved by others and approved by others, and we will do whatever it takes. I went to a prophetic conference recently, 2 or 3 weeks ago, and as those of you know that I have a real heart for the prophetic. I remember when Dave Price was here, and he used to be one of our elders, and he would bring prophetic words, and Christina sometimes will bring numbers and car registration numbers, and I'm thinking, yes, God, I want that. I have never had a car registration number or a credit card number in my life. Rob Cates sometimes comes and he plays amazingly and brings things from God. And I think, wow. And I'm not a Rob Cates and I'm not a Dave Price. I'm a Pete Thomas. And when I went to the prophetic conference, I went there. Phil Wilfie was going to be there. Bedford, 50 people, all from different spheres. And actually, it was talking about how we move in the prophetic. And I'm thinking, do you know what, God? This is going to be great. Because actually, what is it I want to know most of all? I want to be called Pete the Prophet. That sounds really good. I could come back and wear the badge. Who's ever going to stop me sharing at the front? Listen, Duncan, I don't know whether you know, but actually, I'm Pete the Prophet. I got a badge. I went on a course. I am Pete the Prophet. So, of course, we're there, and I'm thinking, okay, and there was lots of teaching in there talking about hearing from God and the move of the Spirit and God speaking, and I'm thinking, Phil Wilfie's up there. There's lots of people. In a minute, he's going to call me out. It's just so exciting, you know? I'm thinking, someone's going to know. I mean, you know, obviously, Pete the Prophet, this is where it comes. And I went through a day and a half, and I thought, oh, you know, this is great, because, you know, God saves the best till last. I'm thinking, last day, I'm going out on a high. And we had this time of waiting on God, and I'm thinking, this is good. God is going to affirm it to me, and someone is going to come over and say, Pete the Prophet. I was all ready for the sticker. And in that moment, God said nothing, actually, to start with. And then I thought, oh, okay. So then I began to think, okay, maybe I think need to think less about Pete the Prophet and more about God the Father. So I thought, okay, no more Pete the Prophet. Let's think about God the Father. Let's think about God. Let's think about what God has done for me. Let me think about, because of Christ and my faith in him, I can come boldly and confidently to God's presence. Let me think about the fact that the King of Kings, that God who so loved the world, sent his only son to die for me and die for each and every one of you. He didn't come to give you a sticker. He came to call you sons and daughters. And that time in that silence, God said to me, Pete, can't tell you audibly, but that was the sense of it. Do you know what, Pete? He said, you don't need a title. He said, because you are a son. Amen. That's the title you need. You are a son of the King. And this morning, I just feel God wants me to let each of you know, you are sons and you are daughters. Sons and daughters. That's your number one. That's your number one. And I just really feel sometimes we worry so much about our identity being wrapped up in what we do rather than who we are in Christ. We are princes and princesses. Oh, we have the amazing privilege. We get to sit in the presence of the King. We have VIP access. Does that get you excited? VIP access. I'm somebody who loves, anyone who knows me really well knows that actually, if there was a theatre and there was a VIP access, you know, meet the stars, I would be there. I'd pay the money. Who was it we went to see the opera star? Catherine Jenkins, meet and greet. I'm there. Maybe she'll hear me sing and think, Peter, come on tour with me. Pete and Catherine, the tour. Pete the Prophet, Pete and Catherine, we are awesome. But actually, you know what? The truth of it is, is that I realise I can pay a lot of money to do these things. But God freely gives me VIP access into his presence. And it doesn't matter whether you are a multi-millionaire, you have every bit of money, you can be whatever you want, you could own anything. You cannot buy it. You can't negotiate it. You can't wangle your way into it. You can't be best mates with somebody who's got it and you can get in through the back door. It's by direct invitation only. And this morning, God says, know who you are in me. Know that you are sons and know that you are daughters. Know that that's who your identity is. This morning, God says, do you know what? You are unique and wonderfully and fearfully made. There are no other Pete Thomases. Amen. Amen. There are no other Jerry Turners. Do you know what? Jerry and I are so different. We've been friends for 30 years. We are so different beyond all belief. Amen, says Jerry. But do you know what? The truth of it is because of our closeness, actually, Jerry doesn't really want to be a Pete, and I don't really want to be a Jerry. But we delight in our uniqueness. And I just really think, actually, this morning, somebody needs to hear that. Delight in your uniqueness. Delight in it. And I think sometimes perhaps more difficult perhaps for people when you have titles, maybe running church this morning. I just feel that people when they're in church situations, people need titles. And God says, no, you don't need a title. Just do the things I've called you in. If you're a worship leader, be a worship leader. You don't need necessarily to be up the front. If you're a preacher, you can actually preach to your brothers and sisters. Actually, if it's prayer ministry, pray to the people that you see around you. God this morning says, be unique. Be the man or woman that I have called you to be. John Keller said, and I have to thank Dawla for this, who put me onto him. He said, identity is received and not achieved. Identity is received and not achieved. Hold on to that. This morning, I just want you to delight in the fact that we are adopted sons and daughters. Wow. We have people who preach, and I sometimes think we rush on. Because I've got some pages here and I've got a load of sermon. I really want to get through the notes, but actually I just want us to soak in that. Just soak in the fact that you are unique. Soak in the fact that you are a son and a daughter. Soak in the fact that Christ has paid it all. Soak in the fact that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing. This is a one-off deal. Payment done, sorted. The past is gone. You are a new creation. Amen. That makes a difference, guys. We have a renewed mind. We no longer need to think we're second best. We are first rate. We have VIP access. Woo, come on, let's get excited. I'm excited anyway. Thank you. Yes. This morning, we just want to live in our own skin. Oh, I've gone really echoey now. Oh, have I moved somewhere? Oh, I don't know. And again, I just feel God wants to remind us this morning that don't try and be something you're not. Live in your own armour, not somebody else's. Yeah. I can't be a Rob Cates. I can't be a Duncan Hanton. And it was interesting that Duncan shared something similar like yesterday. Last week, rather, about being different. And actually, I just think there's something about it. And actually, I really feel for mums as well. Don't worry. There's no such thing as perfect parenting or dads. Amen. No such thing. Delight in your children. Delight in parenting. Are you going to get it right every time? No, you're not. Will your kids be okay? Yeah, my kids are older now, and we've messed up. My children call us the dysfunctional family. But hey, you know what? Our kids are going on with Christ. And do you know what? The truth of it is we're okay together. Is it perfect? No, it's not. But do you know what? There's no such thing as perfect parenting. Just delight in your kids. Delight in them. They are so precious to you. Hang out with them. Invest in them. This morning, I just feel that as we've talked about that, what's the next part? We Father, the creator of everything in heaven and earth, and I pray that from his glorious unlimited resources, he will empower you with inner strength through his spirit. Then Christ will make his home in your hearts as you trust in him, and your roots will go down into God's love and keep you strong. I don't know about you, but there seems to be some connection here that as we know who we are in Christ and we get deeper into him, that he wants to hang out with us, doesn't he? Amen. You know what? He doesn't just want to be like a firework at arm's length. And sometimes we think, I don't know, I grew up for a long time in a church where I was told that God was almighty and not almighty. Actually, God is the almighty. He is to be worshipped and adored, which is all good. But relationship and friendship with God is something that, to be fair, you know, you just don't entertain. God is Almighty God. But God also wants friend and relationship with you.
Amen.
Chris Valtone said this: we have been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, not just as a guest, but as the bride. This is not a shotgun wedding. The bridegroom wants someone he can brag about. Hey, that's good, eh? Brag about. He's looking for an intimate friend who will not simply partner with him, but also walk by his side, conversing and discussing his plans for the world. Just as we desire healthy and deep relationships with those around us, he wishes those with us. What a privilege. It's good? We like that. We like that. I like it anyway. Phil Wilfie said, a church that is intoxicated with the deep affection of God will be one that cannot help but change society around them and release God's purpose into every corner of the globe. This morning, we need to know who we are if we are to be effective in the places that we work, in the places that we live. If we want to be people that this morning don't just sing amazing songs and have an amazing encounter with God, and then when we leave here and life comes by, we think, oh, where's God in all this? Life's pretty disappointing, isn't it? We need to have something that sustains us. We need to know that we are uniquely and wonderfully made, that God, our Father in heaven, is for us. He is so for us. We need to know that identity as children of God. Because when we know that, we get to know, it says, may God speak, love, Hadi, may you experience the love of God, though it's too great to understand fully. Then, after we know the love of God, then you will be made complete, not partial. Think of Jules's picture about the puzzle. Actually, there's a completeness. What Lucy's a puzzle with a bit missing. It's frustrating. And this morning, actually, I just feel God says, do you know what? This morning, you may not be an edge, but you might be a bit of sky. It doesn't matter, but together we work together. Amen. Know what part you are in the puzzle at this church. And work together, because actually when you do your part, then the whole body is built up. That wasn't in my notes, that was an extra, but we'll go for it. But actually, then you will be made complete with what? The fullness of life and power that comes from God. Wow, that's better than Duracell batteries. Made complete with all the fullness of life and power that comes from God. Wow, it's great stuff. I'm excited. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. Do we want that? Yeah. The fullness of life and power that comes from God. And we get that through intimacy with God. We get that with hanging out with him, hanging out with our dad. We become transformed Interesting. I was just looking at Daniel Dieppe over there, and I'm really sorry. And I look at Daniel Dieppe, and I think he's really unique, but I think I would know he was Tim's son. As children, we take on characteristics of the father. And actually, God wants us to take on his characteristics. But also, I want you just to know that actually, our earthly fathers, they can get it wrong. Our earthly fathers were far from perfect. Our earthly fathers, who knows what history they had? I know my dad had a terrible time and he wasn't amazing. He did the best he could. But if I base my relationship on God as father, on my dad, I'm in trouble. Because do you know what? He got it wrong. He messed things up. He got angry, got frustrated. But actually, God is a faithful father. So if we have trust and faith in the God who will not disappoint us, we can know the fullness. And this morning, we get to live in the fullness of life. Do we want the fullness of life? I just don't know about you, but I want to be full. You know what? The truth of it is, probably get into trouble. My wife comes in from work sometimes earlier than I do. And I say to her, we're going to have dinner now. And she says, I'm not that sure I'm that hungry. And I say, well, okay. She goes, well, I've had a few biscuits. When I say a few biscuits, I mean, let's be fair, we've got shares in Rich Tea. But, sorry, I do the cooking, so I'm not going hungry. But actually, the truth of it is that we can actually snack on other stuff. And the fullness of life, we can get so easily distracted with other stuff. I've never got time for God. Do you know how busy I am? Do you know what? I had a sermon prep to do, but you know, life is busy. I've got a work due to go to. You know, I've got some Facebook, some Instagram to do. I've got whatever it is. You know, life is really busy. I've got friends to see. I've got to catch up on the television, and I love movies. I mean, there's, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy. You can watch it endless times. You know, I love it. And the truth of it is that we can snack on so many other things. Actually, it sort of takes over. And we haven't really got the appetite for God because we're a bit full with other stuff. Do you know what, God? Listen, I'll see if I can fit you in. I'll have a look in my diary. And actually, I don't know about you, but I want to be hungry for God. I want to be hungry for God. I don't want to nibble at lots of other stuff that fills my time and takes my attention away. I want to give God the first and foremost of all of my time, of all my attention, of everything, because I want the fullness of God. And you know what? When we get the fullness of God, we catch his heart. We catch his heart. Woo! I tell you the one thing I've learned more than anything about the prophetic is that the heart of the prophetic is all about hearing from the Father. And do you know what? The really interesting thing is, as any of you who are parents, is that if you don't spend time with your children, do you know what? You don't actually know what they're talking about and you can't keep it, you don't have no idea what's going on. And it's the same with God. God is our dad and he loves us. But if we don't hang out with him and spend time with him, actually we haven't got ears to hear what he's saying to us. Or he speaks and we haven't trained ourselves to hear what he is he's saying. And I have to tell you, Jules is a great example of somebody who hangs out with Daddy. He's not really a loud South African. He is. But actually, what he is, he's a man who's passionate for God. And actually, when he brings prophetic words or he says, God says this, and he whizzles around the congregation bringing little things, he's just catching what God's saying to him because he's so connected to him. Now, the answer is, guess what? God can speak to you in exactly the same way. It's not a superpower. I have seen Jules with his vest. If I come up on a Sunday morning and I share something, or, you know, Rock comes up and shares something, it's not a superpower. It's people who hang out with God and God speaks. And then, yes, God can give us gifts and we can, but actually God, he wants to chat to you. He wants to have time with you. Delight in the fact that God wants to work through us. This is what I love. then you will be made complete. Now, all glory to God, who is able through his mighty power at work within us. He doesn't bypass us. He's mighty at work within us to do what? To accomplish infinitely more. That's a lot, isn't it? Infinitely more than we might ask or think. I don't know about you, but I've got some really big dreams. Sam, you got some big dreams? Yeah? You got some big dreams here, guys? If we were to get them right around the wall, the things that we would love, we've got some really big dreams. And actually, I wonder what dreams God's got for you. Because I bet you they outdo your dreams. I bet you God's got surely some more amazing stuff than we can imagine. You know, it's exciting. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, it says in Corinthians, and no mind has imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. Woo! I don't know about you, but I want to know what God has prepared for me and imagined for me. I don't need a badge that says Pete Thomas the prophet, because God's got so much more for me. By default, that might end up being what I am. Maybe that's a function that I perform, but that's not who I am. I am a child of God. I am a son of the King. Amen. Zoe, you are a daughter of the King. Amen. That's what you are. You also are mother, and you are a wife, and you're a worship leader. But most of all, you are a daughter of the King. A daughter of the King. And I just think I really feel as I was preparing this, that God says, do you know what? We've been sold a bit of a fib, really, by the enemy, who tells us that, you know, God can be for us, but things go wrong. So, you know, to be fair, maybe, you know, is he that good a father? How good is he? Does life always go perfectly? No. God is always faithful. And nothing can ever separate us from his love. You know what? There are things that have happened in my life, and I wonder why. I went to go for full-time ministry, and the whole church supported me, and I was prepared to give up a job and everything, and the door shut, and I felt crushed and disappointed. My dad died at 30 years old, and I prayed that God would bring him back to life before I get there, and he died. I worry about my children, and I do my best not to. Actually, the truth of it is, where's the problem? The problem is my perception. Actually, you know what? My God is a faithful God. It doesn't promise in this world that we'll live this amazing Disneyland experience, but it does promise us that God will never leave us or forsake us. God is for us. Amen. This morning, we can come boldly and confidently into his presence. This morning, we need to know that we are his children. This morning, we need to know that he loves us unconditionally. This morning, we know that he wants us to know that Christ lives in our heart. This morning, God says that he wants us to know how wide and deep is that love. This morning, God says that actually you will be made complete in the fullness of God. And this morning says, do you know what? I don't want to do it without you. I want to partner and co-partner with you because I love you. My dreams, I want to be your dreams. The things I want you to be involved with. I want to co-partner you. I want you to dream dreams and run races with me because I love you, my children. Yay. Because I love you, my children. This morning, God's got bigger and better plans than we can imagine. And this morning, church, I say, are we ready to run with it? Are we ready to go with it and take a risk? Are we ready to get back up again and say, do you know what? We've been disappointed, but God this morning says, stand up, brush the dirt off and get off. Get up off your feet and know who you are. This morning, God says this morning to us that he loves us, that we are children of God. Yeah. I read a really great thing from Francis Chan in the Letters to the Church that has been sticking with me since I read it in the summer. And it says, church, the answer is not to build bigger and nicer cages, nor is it to renovate the cages so they look more like the wild. It's time to open cages and remind the animals of their God-given instincts and capabilities and release them into the wild. And what he's saying in that is that sometimes we live in churches as if we are in the wild. We decorate them, but we live as if we're enclosed. And actually, as if we're in captivity, we might be in really nice safari parks. But this morning, I just think God says, do you know what? Be free. Amen. Be free. Be the men and women that God has called you to be. Amen. Delight in who he's called you to be. Amen. And I just think this morning, he wants to do some heart surgery. I think this morning, there are some people who are a bit disappointed in God. This morning, I think there are some people here that they're struggling with knowing that God will love them unconditionally. I think there are people that actually just want to know what it is to hear his plans. And I feel God said this morning when I was writing this, he says, this morning I'm going to unblock your ears and I'm going to give you clear vision. And this morning, I'm going to give you that renewed mind so you can hear me and see me and know me so completely. He's coming in. Sorry. I have to tell you, if we could have a call from God, that would be awesome. I still don't know why he doesn't email. But this morning, let's just be open to God. Can I ask us to stand, if that's all right? This morning, I really feel there's three things. And do you know what? I don't care if nobody responds because actually I'm a son of the King. I'm a son of the King. And it doesn't matter.
And I'm a princess.
You're a princess, indeed you are.
I'm a princess.
Amen.
Thank you.
And actually, I'm going to ask Julie, who's coming forward, if Julie can be forward. Come here. Come here. I'm going to do, I really feel that there are people this morning, and actually, you know what? We might have to come out of our seats, and I know we don't like going forward for prayer sometimes because it's uncomfortable. I don't know about you, but I don't care because God is for me and not against me.
Amen.
And there is something, as you move out of your thing, God says, do you know what? There's something in the spiritual realms that as you move out for God, he blesses you in a way that is phenomenal. I don't understand it, but I have seen it. And this morning, I think God says this morning, if you don't know what it is to be a child of God, if you don't know what it is to know in your heart that you are a son and a daughter, I would really encourage you to come forward and be prayed for. We don't need to know. We're just going to ask the God. Just gives you that assurance as a son and a daughter. This morning, if you want your ears unblocked and you want to hear God, I want Jules to pray for you as well. Because he hears from Daddy. We all have that gift. We can all have that gift to hear from Daddy. And just this morning, if you just feel, actually, I'm a bit disappointed in God, but I want that to lift, I'd love to pray for you as well. Because God this morning, he wants to make sure that there is no one here who is an orphan. But remember that we are not orphans. We are children of God, adopted, fully fledged. You read that one.
For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. But you've received the Spirit, capital S by the way, that's Ruach, the holy fire of God, the Spirit of adoption as sons and daughters by whom we cry, Abba Father. Now Abba isn't a formal title. Father is a formal title. Abba is what you call your daddy. He's not a mister. He's not a governor. He's your daddy. He's your daddy who sent Jesus to die for you.
Amen.
So that you can come into his throne room. He showed me this picture when I was going through a really hard time as a teenager. And I saw this massive cold throne room. At the top of it was my father sitting on his throne. And he just said, come. I started running. And he showed me to just run and jump into his lap. And I did it. Oh, the healing I experienced. I cry because my father is a father who cries. I don't mind being soppy for him because I'm his son.
Mm.
Daddy is soppy about you this morning. Mm. Yeah, life stuff happens. But you know what? He's there with you. He's been there with me every time.
Mm.
I don't necessarily understand, but I trust him. I don't understand, but I trust him. Because he's placed in me a seal. I'm a married man, an amazingly happy married man to an amazing woman called Kat, who gave me this ring as her promise, her oath, that she is mine, and I gave her her ring as a promise that I'm hers. Daddy says the Holy Spirit is your ring of promise. You are mine. You are mine. Any doubt in that? Is the Spirit in you? It's really easy to answer because the Spirit goes, yeah. You are his, bought with a price.
Amen. I just, you know, I'm going to ask the band to play. If there's a prayer team that want to come up as well, that's great. But if not, do you know what? Actually, truthfully, if no one comes forward, it doesn't matter. But I'd love to just really just pray with you. Jules would. And I just really ask exactly what Jules said. Don't miss out on what God's got you for you. And maybe something just needs breaking this morning. We don't need long prayers. God works really, really quickly. His Spirit is power. And this morning, he wants to transform you. Not so that you can be lovely people in this place, but you can transform the world that you live in. Because if you know the love of God, surely the people that you meet will also know that. Because you will be new creator, you will shine. And as you receive that love, and you receive that identity as children, and you receive that call, you will be able to pass it on to others and build others up. And the kingdom of God is not coming, the kingdom of God is here. Let's be people who move in power. I'm going to ask the band to play. We're going to have a time. If people want to come forward, that's great. And if you don't, just worship God. Amen.